This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on Red-Hot-Mama.com. I'm your host, Amanda, and with me, as always, is the crack technical staff. Welcome to the show, Johnny.
Hey-o!
We're here at the last game of the Red season, sitting in section 303. Row N, seats 12, 13, and 14.
Now they'll know where to find us.
Yeah, we're not putting up the show until after we're done.
That was the joke. Yeah. Thanks for explaining it.
Oh, you know. Whatever I gotta do. We're here watching the last game of the Red season as they take on the Cubs. The Cubs are, of course, postseason bound, which stuns me. I don't know about you. You know, the Reds have been eliminated not as long back as you'd think, as crappily as they played. And
It really felt like they've been eliminated since, I don't know, April?
June?
May?
Yeah.
This inning's going quickly, by the way.
Since Chris Kuhner Award, I don't know. The Reds are currently up 8-4 in the top of the eighth inning, and they're shutting the Cubs down here. And you know what? After the Reds lost 7 in a row in this last game of the season, it's not really even feeling like the Reds are winning here. I mean,
It
feels like the Reds are winning. Doesn't feel like it's the Reds who are winning.
But it doesn't even feel like baseball. It feels like spring training. I mean, we've got a number 65. We've got a number 63, a 58.
Well, now Kepinger is hitting first, but it wasn't Kepinger before. Who was it before? Who was leading off? Do you remember?
Hepburn used to be, but he's got
strange
groin. I thought Hepburn... No, Kepinger started.
No, Kepinger didn't start the game.
Oh.
Did he? Maybe he did.
I don't know.
Yeah, Kepinger, Hannigan, the double-A catcher that they brought up. They couldn't bring up Jorgensen thanks to his little interaction with the juice there. We got Joey Votto, who's been kicking ass, by the way. Go Votto.
Man, it would have been nice to see him earlier.
I tell you what. Encarnacion, who is like the voice of wisdom, yes, the clubhouse
the
leader.
The only major leaguer.
I know. We got Cantu.
I guess he's a major leaguer, too.
Cantu. I think that he just came in, though, right?
Jorge Cannot, Cantu. See this?
Buck Coates. He of the excellent first name. Excellent baseball first name. Ellison Lopez, Pedro Lopez.
Pedro, I didn't realize he'd come off
the
DL. He's
apparently hurt.
I thought he was out for the year.
And right now Guardado's pitching, but it started with Homer Bailey. He was pretty bad at the beginning there. He gave up one run in the first, two runs in the second, one run in the third.
He hit it like 70 pitches after three innings.
Yeah,
he was not
looking good there. But then he calmed the heck down, and he was even getting guys out on his off-speed stuff. So go Bailey. You gotta like that. He was getting a little...
The only one he couldn't get out was Soriano. But then that's kind of been an issue. So Soriano's been very hot lately.
You could say that about many, many pitchers, I imagine. I mean, that alone is not the mark of a poor pitcher right there. So we're watching the last game of the season. It's going to be very odd next week not to have Reds to turn on every day of the week
that's
after
true.
Work.
Here we got the final out of the top of the eighth. Votto. Oh, no. Cantu. That's right. Cantu is playing first, not Votto.
Where's Votto playing? Oh, left field. Why not, man? Why not?
It's a 1-2-3 inning for Guardado. That was nice.
Very nice. It is. We're sitting up, like I mentioned, we're sitting up here in section... Hold on, Winter. We're sitting up here in section 303, which is the, what is this place called?
Club 4192.
Well, I know it's Club 4192, but it's also
the Riverfront. Yeah.
Riverfront Club or whatever. It's swanky up here, man. The chairs have cushioning.
Yeah. It's always in the shade.
We're out of the direct sunlight, and we got our own bathrooms. And the bathrooms, like the stall doors are wooden.
There's a fully stocked bar. It's like a sports bar, basically, in there.
Yeah.
There's TVs everywhere. There's actually a huge plasma TV on the other side that you hadn't seen.
We got people bringing stuff straight to our seats, so you can order, grab, and have them bring it here. It's nice.
It is.
That's fancy. I might like to sit here again.
We might. We might do that.
And we were on the big board.
Thank you,
Dave Storm.
Stormy, I think.
Stormy, as the
what's her name?
On screen talent or whatever she is.
Called him. I don't think he likes that.
No. I doubt it. I was like, they got David Weathers in the booth. Hello.
Yeah, it's like, why is David Weathers pulling double duty? I'm so confused.
Anyway. Yeah, it's a good time. Winter loved being on the big board. He was so excited. He was on the big board when he was a baby. It was really hot out, and I was flicking water in his face.
He was giggling like crazy.
Which was really cute. Adorable in person, but I wasn't sure it translated that well to the big screen. But it might have just looked like I was cruelly pouring water on my child.
Well, you know, there's humor in tormenting children, so.
I suppose that's true. Oh, look, and there's some video footage of the ducks. Not sure what ducks those are, but.
I have no idea.
The Reds have ducks, apparently.
I just hope no one finds them and pulls their heads off.
Yeah, you. The pizza up here is fantastic, by the way.
Did you like that pizza? I really didn't care for it.
Oh, really? I thought it was great. Winter liked it, too.
Well, what do I know?
Yeah, there you go. You know, I really look forward to a day when the Reds don't suck. I mean, the idea of there continuing to be baseball after October 1st is really
what I would like. I would like to see a game on TV where the Reds go to Chicago and it's all red.
You know, what's funny, though, is that the stands weren't full for this game. I thought it was a sellout. And there, a lot of the upper level, the highest level was empty.
Yeah, the view
game.
Level has been empty from what we see, from what we can see.
Yeah. So I don't know what to think about that. Did a bunch of people buy tickets and then refuse to come, decide to bail? It's a beautiful day for baseball, though.
Oh, sure is.
And after the game today, we'll be the Reds heads will be running the bases. So that's what brings us into town this particular day.
Yeah.
Along with the last game of the season, but you know,
yeah, too.
Like you said, it's kind of like watching a spring training game. It's not exactly like watching the Reds over here. Man, Reds have suffered a lot of injuries lately, huh?
Griffey, Dunn, I think, opted out early, but
yeah,
I can understand.
Yeah, why not?
Friel went out a long time ago. I almost forget he's even actually on the team anymore.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, Hamilton.
Yeah.
Hatterberg.
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. It seems like they only got half a season from him anyway, with all the issues with his child.
I hope his kid's doing better.
I hope
heads
so.
Heads up. Ball coming at us. Oh, one section over. Oh, look, here's a camera. Well, they've got a woman camera operator. Okay, well, that was a lot of silence, but we were just sitting here watching the camera operator walk over to the person who had just caught the baseball. I thought to see if he was all right, but I think she just wants some footage.
Now they're sitting down. I wonder what that's for. We'll see.
Now we're in the bottom of the eighth, and who's up? We got Ellison up to bat. There are no one on. No outs.
I really, really wish. I would have rather have seen Jay Bruce get these at bats than Ellison.
Yeah.
I just don't have a good feeling about Jason Ellison. I don't know his age or anything, but seems like it's probably not him that's the future that could use major league at bats.
I don't know. They could have them both.
They certainly could have, but with the outfield getting decimated.
I'm not saying anything about Ellison. I don't know anything about him, but you know, yeah, they could have brought up Bruce. They could have, but you know, it's probably all about the arbitration clock. He's really young.
Maybe so.
It's probably all about that arbitration clock. So, what about that Wayne Krivsky? You digging him? You excited? About the prospects for what he's going to do for this offseason?
It seems likely that he's going to get rid of one of Griffey or Dunn.
Yeah.
But then I'm not really feeling good about him having access to money. It's like his track record with spending large wads of cash isn't any better than Dan O'Brien, who brought us Milton.
That's true. Really, we were talking about this earlier. The trades that have really been great for Krivsky, the moves that have been great for Krivsky, haven't been the ones where he spent the money. Ones where he hasn't spent the money.
Brandon Phillips.
He brings Brandon Phillips for next to nothing, and Hamilton picks up off the draft, the Rule 5 draft, and the...
Jared Burton, too, I think.
I think you're going to have a hard time saying that Burton was that... And he's all right.
No, he's been fine.
He's fine, but it's not like... Even like Arroyo to a lesser extent. Yeah. Like, well, he's not really paying that much for Arroyo. He's getting kind of a steal on him. Like all the ones that have been the really good moves for Krivsky have been like the ones where he didn't spend a whole lot of money, and the ones where he brought in people for these long term contracts. These old pitchers, or the Mike Stantons,
and even Alex Gonzalez to a certain degree. I mean, it looks like
Gonzalez was serviceable, but
But then there's like Juan Castro and...
Oh, holy Lord, Juan Castro.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, whenever he spends money, he doesn't see... It's not his strong suit.
Yeah, that's so, what my fear is. So, yeah.
I don't have positive hopes really going into the offseason.
So not to say that I'm against getting rid of Dunn and or Griffey. I'm not against it, but I just have no faith in his ability to bring anything back in return for it.
You have to have a good return.
And, you know, without... You know, if he just continues to bring in people who can't prevent the other team from scoring runs, then we're just in a situation where we can't prevent the other team from scoring runs and we can't score our own runs.
Right, as you could, as
which
in
least,
the seven-game
now.
Losing streak that the Reds have had without Dunn and Griffey and Hamilton. Well, you see, they don't score any runs with them.
Yeah.
They're kind of important.
Yeah. So what else? What about this Pete McCannon? You think that they're going to bring him on full-time as the manager?
No.
Good God, I don't know how they can sell it on fans at this point. How could you justify bringing McCannon on as a full-time manager? Because he hasn't been that good. I mean,
Pedro Lopez.
Lines out to third base.
And that's the end of the eighth?
The eighth inning show here is going to get...
Gonna go into the. Oh no, it's not. I'm sorry, I can't count.
Gonna go into extra series. You know what? I want the bar behind us to stay open for like a while after the game, but I bet they've already stopped.
Stop? I wonder if they open back up. Probably not.
So what were we saying? Oh, we're talking about McCannon and how you know obviously the last two managers for the Reds have been interim managers that had the interim tag taken off, and in both cases they did. They took over partway through a season. They did adequately, or better than 500 or 500-ish for their remaining part of the season, and they got extended.
With this win, assuming the Reds hold on here with their 8-4 lead in the eighth, I think that'll give McCannon a record of like two games over 500.
And it's just not enough. As much as we've seen the Reds... the Reds do this, we would have to have someone be phenomenal. We would have to have had McCannon take them close to the postseason, into the postseason in order to even consider him. I'm sure he's a great guy. I've got a much better feeling about him than I've had about any of our other interim managers. Hold on.
What, Winchell?
You want the what?
The 11-12?
Okay, we'll have to see if we can find one. Winter wants a lemon chill.
A lemon chill.
Okay, we'll have the same thing.
What are we talking about?
McCannon.
Hey, McCannon.
I think they'll do a full search. He hasn't done it. He's done an admirable job, but I don't think it's enough to make them not search for managers.
So the,
and I'm sure he should be included in the interviewing process.
I'm sure. He's got a plan. Why not?
But,
I know what I was saying. I've got a much better feeling about him than I've had about the other interim managers. But nevertheless, like I say, you got to do a full search. Now, the thing that scares me, though, is that the big rumor right now is that they're talking about Dusty Baker.
Dude, I'd rather have McCannon. Remember Dusty Baker?
Yes.
Remember the Cubs? They had Mark Pryor, Kerry Wood. I think they had another guy or two, too. What did he do? He ran them out there for like 250 innings a year. And now look what's happened with them. They suck. Who do the Reds have? Homer Bailey. Yeah, let's let Baker get his hands on him.
What scares me about Dusty Baker is that he seems like Krinsky's kind of guy. way overplaying the old guys, way overplaying people in general.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't a sellout. Today's attendance was 32,000. Oh, look, it's the credits. Creative media manager David Storm.
This is sweet, and it's kind of sad with the music playing.
Yeah. Michelle, we met her. She was nice. We met some of those other people, too, but I can't remember.
David Ashbrook, Liz Sloan.
The best scoreboard crew in all of baseball.
Ed Vedder, nice.
Eddie Vedder.
Paul Smith.
Preston
Price.
He's the...
Don Johnson.
The guitarist for Screaming Minds, I think.
Oh, yeah. Jim Merkel.
Maybe... Andy Campbell, he's the other guitarist. We've got bubbles coming out of the... Oh, maybe not. I'm sorry.
Do we see a person who can get a lemon chill from?
I'll search for that after we're done here.
Well, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this, but I think that we've got a lot more to talk about, but we should probably do it at a place where it's not quite so noisy.
Yeah.
So maybe we can have the next episode even before, 3 weeks from now.
Right. So what do you think? Why did the Reds suck so much this year? Why were they such a disappointment? Let's wrap it up with that.
Okay. Well, I think that we talked about this, and I think that it really falls into two main categories. Sucky bullpen, horrible management. And we saw that even the bullpen got better with the management.
Better management.
Got better.
Yeah, the
not
was...
good enough. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the bullpen was good. It's a good thing.
But it was better.
So that's the two things the Reds really need to take care of this offseason. If they, you know, do take the time to do a full manager search, maybe they've got a chance of fixing that. Not Dusty Baker.
And they might consider, you know, cleaning house and doing a full manager, like all the coaches too, letting a manager come in.
I have been wondering about Mark Berry's judgment lately.
He's had a few unlucky
Hey, speaking
things.
Of the devil, Mike Stan's coming up too.
Woo. Well, with that note,
let's hope that the Reds can hold on to their 4-8 lead.
Or three more outs, that's all we gotta go.
And we gotta go get our kid a lemon chill before this game is over. So keep on hanging in there, everyone, and go Reds!
Show your love for the show by leaving a comment at iTunes or voting for us at Podcast Alley. Or leave your own rant about the dysfunctional Reds and the Red Hot Diaries at our website at red-hot-mama.com. And you can always drop us a line at rhm@red-hot-mama.com.